The journey to college is just starting for thousands of North Texas students, and five freshmen at the University of North Texas come from one family. Diana Douglas tagged along with the Diaz quintuplets.
Edna Diaz gave her three sons a little tough love as she watched them move into the dorm room that they will share this year.
You don't need my help, George, anymore. You're 18. You are in the university.
George, Emilio, and John struggled to put sheets on bunk beds, find the hall bathroom, and keep track of their keys as their mother looked on. Anna remembers when it took 45 minutes to buckle five infants into car seats. Even if she wasn't jumping in to save them during move-in, George was happy to have her standing in the door.
It's a little overwhelming. Got all my stuff from home, put it in a bag. Thank goodness I have my brothers, so that's... I don't like change too much.
In another wing of the same dorm, Anna took a different tack with her two daughters.
So there are girls and boys in the same building? I don't know.
Okay. So no boys?
Just as ordered, no boys ventured into Anna and Maria's room while mom was around. The girls weren't sure they wanted to share a room for another year after 18 years. They also weighed whether all five should go to the same school. But Maria said they decided to go for it.
I mean, I was kind of the first one that started looking into it, and then they kind of followed.
Maria wants to study graphic design. Her sister Anna wants to be a doctor. While they teased each other on who chose UNT first, a visitor popped into the room.
Maria?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm your RA. I'll be taking care of you guys this semester, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, the RA.
Yeah, and if you guys need anything, just come down to the hall and I will be right there.
Except for the cameras taking pictures of the famous quintuplets, move-in day for the RAs and everyone else at UNT was smooth.
Bye, guys.
Parents offered last-minute advice through tears as kids assured their parents they would call.
We've had some requests. Can the parents stay in the dorm room with the students until they go to bed that night? And we're trying to tell them that you don't have to do that. They're going to be fine. We'll take it from here.
Rebecca Lothringer heads admissions at UNT. While it costs more than $10,000 a year to attend, she worked with the Diaz family on paying for five kids in college.
78% of our students here at UNT receive some sort of financial aid. And this family, being part of that group, they won't have that same price coming out of their pocket. They have the opportunities to utilize grants, loans, and work study.
And a little perspective. Consider that five kids at UNT cost less than one at SMU. Anna and Jorge Diaz gave each of their kids a hug and drove home to Keller in a mostly empty van. The boys have already asked her to visit them at school with homemade carne asada. But first, mom plans on getting a massage. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.